Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to a Voices of the Vic podcast with me, Ben Ayton, and Mike Duffy. Yes, there's not a Watford game to review, but we are back to give you some content during this World Cup break. We got thinking, what can we do to put content out there? What can we actually do? So I actually thought maybe because it's a World Cup starting, maybe me and Michael pick our Watford World 11. And it's with a bit of a twist. So we've picked our, both done our teams for Watford players to represent us in this Watford World 11, but there's a little bit of a twist. So the first one is you have to pick Watford players, past or present, that have represented their country, their national country. For example, you wouldn't be able to pick João Pedro because he hasn't been capped for Watford. You wouldn't be able to pick Richarlison. Yes, he's played for Brazil now, but whilst he was at Watford, he wasn't capped by Brazil. So they have to be playing for Watford and be capped by that national team. Also, you can only pick one player from a selected country. So we've got lots of Nigerians in our team. You would only be able to pick one of them. I hope that all makes sense. But me and Mike have done our 11. I'll come to Mike first. Mike, how are you doing, mate? You looking forward to this?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, mate. I'm much better than I wasn't on last week's pods, so feeling much better, thank you. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's been difficult. Like some positions, I've been like, ew, like really tough. And hopefully, people listening at home will be screaming at their whatever they're watching it on, saying, "Why didn't you pick him?" But if you've got an 11, obviously let us know, tweet us, Facebook us, whatever. But I'm all good. How are you, Ben? Are you? You're feeling a bit stressed at the moment, or?
Yeah, you could say that. My little one's not very well at the moment, so it's a bit, that's why I probably look a bit like shit, to be honest, looking on there. It's just been a bit stressful, and work stressful as well, but I've been stressing about this Watford 11, and like you say, Mike, please let us know if you do one after this, and we'll retweet it on Twitter. But it's been really difficult to try and nail this down, because obviously you only can have one player from a certain country, so that makes it more harder. So there's 11 different countries in this 11 for us, and it's really difficult to find these players to fit them into a formation, to make sure you've got the right amount of defenders as well. It's just really difficult, but I'm really looking forward to this. So I'll come to you first, Mike. What kind of formation have you gone for in this Watford World 11?
I've gone full Brexit. I've gone 4-4-2. Sean Dyche and Sam Allardyce will be buzzing with me. I just thought, you know, I didn't want to overcomplicate it. There were some positions where I've been blessed with being able to pick from quite a few. So I didn't want to limit myself by only playing three in the middle, for example. So I've gone 4-4-2.
Brilliant. Sean Dyche style. So let's start with your goalkeeper then. Who have you gone to play in goal?
I have gone with a bit of a rogue pick to start with. I've gone with Aristis Karnisis. I think I've pronounced that right. The Greek goalkeeper that we had from Udinese. I think we had him under the end of Marco Silva, that sort of season. And yeah, it's a bit of a rogue pick. I think when I look back at the goalkeepers that we've had in my lifetime, I think we've been blessed with some very talented goalkeepers. But it goes back to that rule of they have to have represented their country. you know, Aurelio Gomez would have been people's first picks when you hear, oh, they're doing a Watford 11. But he didn't get capped for Brazil. Trust me, I looked. But there might be listeners saying, well, I'm sure he did. He didn't, unfortunately. Manuel Almunia is another one. You know, Spanish, didn't unfortunately get capped with us. So I'm going with Karanisis. I don't think Pantiliman was very good. I've not seen enough of Maduka Okoye so far to suggest that he warrants a place in the 11. So Karanisis to start with in goal.
Brilliant. So back four. So let's go for maybe your right back.
My right back is no other than Mr. Watford himself, Craig Cathcart. I know he's not an out and out right back, but I just think that the defence I've got when everyone knows what it is, it's quite a tough, stern defence. You're not going to win many aerial duels against these players, and you're not going to push them over lightly. I just had to get Craig in there. I couldn't put him at centre back because of who I've got, so I thought I'd put him at right back. And I had to shun Lloyd Doyle. You know, he played for Jamaica. Adrian Mariappa, he scored yesterday as well. Had to shun him, unfortunately. So Craig Cathcart gets the spot at right back for me.
Yeah, I'm very surprised with the whole not letting Lloyd Doyle as well, but. Okay, and like you said before, you started this as well. You've gone Sean Dyche 4-4-2. It's the kind of thing Sean Dyche would maybe do, isn't it? Shore things up at the back, put Cathcart over on the right. But yeah. Right. Let's do your other side. So who's playing at left back?
Left back is a good old fan favourite. He's my sole Czech Republic representative for this. Daniel Poodle. I think he was solid for us in that championship season, in the first year under Zola. Didn't he win player of the season? He won something, didn't he? I'm sure he won something. He won an award at one of the awards nights. I might be making that up, but he was certainly a fan's favourite. I think he's solid choice over on that left-hand side as well.
Perfect. And you two centre-halves?
Two centre-halves. Pair of bruisers, the both of them. You're not going to win many aerial duels against these fellas. So my first centre-half is Seb Prerdl. It's got to be. Man mountain of a player. Austrian.
Yeah.
I know I could have had Dan Backman as a goalkeeper for this World 11, but I just think that Seb Prerdl will do more damage at the back. I can afford to pick a bit of a weaker goalkeeper with this back. And then the other centre-back, he's actually going to be at the World Cup, this World Cup. But he's going to be managing. It's no other than Rob Page. You know, we know what Rob Page did for Watford. The only captain to win something at Watford, win something for Watford at Wembley. So, you know, a brilliant leader and a real, real tough player as well. So I think that's a pretty, pretty hardcore defence that I've gone for there. My left back, Poodle, centre back, Prodal. Page, and then right back is Craig Cathcart.
There's a lot of P's in that back line, isn't it? Prodil, Page, Poodle.
I've noticed that, you know.
I've only just noticed it because I'm typing it up. So if you're watching on YouTube, you've got it on the bottom of the screen of who's Mike's picked. So I've just had to put it all in there for everyone to see. And don't worry, if you're not watching on YouTube, we will go through this to let you know who's he's picked so far. But what I like about this team so far, Mike, is that you pick people from different areas as well.
Yeah.
So obviously you've done Robert Page from under GT, captain in the side when we won at Wembley. You've got Craig Cathcart, ever-present, has been at Watford for so long when Pozzo's first took over. I think he was one of the first signings, possibly, Mike, free transfer from Blackpool. And then Poodle, that was probably the same transfer window. And then Karanisis as well. People might not know about much about him, but like you say, he did represent Greece during his time at Watford, so he does come in. I'm looking at it and I've only got one player in this side. But this is really interesting because it's going to be totally different.
Yeah, but we don't know each other's picks either. We don't know each other's picks. So it's going to
be 100%. I did consider Prodo as well. Like you say, man mountain, wins everything in the air, great leadership, strong on the ball. Robert Page, I totally forgot about Pagey, but I'm liking the look of this defence, and again, it's sticking to what Deitchy would do. Quickly as well, we've not discussed this. Are we doing a manager at all? And would it be Deitch? And would that matter? Would we he have to be a different nationality to all the other people as well? Will we pick it at the end?
Yeah, we can pick it at the end. Yeah, and I'll get thinking whilst you're reading your team out.
All right, perfect. All right, then, nice one. So we're going into the midfield now. Start wherever you like, mate.
Yeah, so we'll start over on the left hand side, left mid. Really dead obvious one. It's got to be Ismaïla Sarr. You've got to go for pace in the team. I tried to mix it up, as you can see, with the defence. I didn't want to be too boring. I didn't want to pick too many players from the same era. But Ismaïla Sarr, there's no other man that can be over on that left-hand side. The centre mids, I've gone Imran Louza as one of my centre mids. I think he's a fantastic player. Moroccan, obviously, represented his country. Would have been going to this World Cup if it wasn't for that horrible injury that he sustained at Millwall. So I feel, you know, really, really sorry for him. And then my other centre mid is quite an interesting one. I think quite a few would have him in their 11, but they might not know that he was actually capped whilst at Watford. He's Richard Johnson. So I was telling Ben before we started recording that I proper went in on this World 11. So I had my screens up. I had one screen showing me their Watford career, that when they played for us, from what date to what date. And I had their national team career on another screen to make sure that it tallied up and they were at Watford. Richard Johnson only made one appearance for Australia whilst at Watford. And it was only 12 minutes that he got in a friendly against Czech Republic in 2000. So he just about made the criteria. But we've all seen the videos of Jono. I mean, I don't quite remember him, unfortunately. I mean, I started going around 2001. So he was sort of, you know, in the later stages of his Watford career. So I wouldn't have recalled watching him live or knowing what he's like, but you watch these videos of him and he's brilliant to have. And there's so many I could have picked. Amin Abdi, he's one that I've left out. I must admit, my first
pick... Did he actually play for Switzerland, though, Amin Abdi? Because I wasn't too sure. That's why I've left him out of mine. I didn't think he actually represented Switzerland.
I didn't actually look, so maybe he wouldn't have qualified then. But one player which was originally in my 11 in that midfield instead of Imran Louza, because I made an 11 when Ben told me about this idea of the podcast. Ben did his team that night. Like, he was on it. He was straight in it. He was like, I've got my team already. I was like, wow, I better do mine. So unfortunately, Mr. Don Cowie did have to make way for Imran Louza. I did like Don Cowie when he was at Watford, and I thought he was a bit of a grafter. He was a bit of a workhorse in that midfield. But yeah, so Richard Johnson and Imran Louza. And then over on the right-hand side, Roberto Pereira. I think what a talent he was for Watford. I think there was a video clip yesterday. It was so many years since he scored that beautiful curler on the edge of the box against Leicester. We saw him do that a couple of times and he was superb, really, really talented. So my midfield left to right is Ismaïla Sarr, left mid, two centre mids, Richard Johnson, Imran Louza and Roberto Pereira over on the right-hand side.
Very nice. It's looking decent. I've just actually deleted all of the teams, so I'm going to have to pull it back up in a bit. But don't worry, I'll get onto that. I'm doing all of this off like a tablet as well, and it's so annoying. I can't wait to get an actual laptop so it'll speed everything up. But yeah, not a bad side looking at it so far. That midfield is looking definitely stronger than the defence. To have Ismaïla Sarr in it, obviously representing Watford in the World Cup, playing for Senegal, Imran Louza, Morocco, Richard Johnson, Australian, and then Roberto Pereira, Argentina. Okay, let's go for that top two then, Mike.
This was the toughest one. I was saying to you before we recorded, this was by far the toughest. We've had some good international players up front for us whilst they've been at Watford. And I was umming and ahhing, you know, I wanted to go with Ben Foster in goal, but I thought there's Englishmen that have represented Watford whilst playing for England, and I thought we've got her. So this one's going to split opinion. I actually told my family WhatsApp group, my Watford 11, when I made it, and this one caused a bit of opinion with my old man. So I've got Luther Blissett as my first striker, obviously. You know, record goal scorer for Watford. Why wouldn't he? He was adamant that, yes, he's a fantastic player and he's done a lot for Watford, but he would have picked John Barnes over Luther Blissett. So, again, if you're listening, let us know who you would pick and if Barnes or Blissett would make yours. Obviously, because of the rules, we can only have one, but purely because he's all-time goal scorer, Luther makes it in my team. And then he's partnered by no other than Mr. Iceland himself, Heiðar Helgason. I think that front two will get you goals. And I think the deliveries from Ismail Assar, Roberto Pereira in the midfield, providing those balls into the box, Heider's going to have a field day against any defence and any goalkeeper. So Luther Blissett and Heiðar Helgason are my front two.
Very interesting. To know what your 11 is now to mine, they are completely different. So I absolutely love this. Interesting to see what your dad thought about Luther Blissett as well. Obviously, all-time goal scorer. But John Barnes, it depends where you put them into the side, is it? Obviously, your dad might have had a better number nine to play in front of Blissett, then you could put Barnsley out on the wings. But I've actually not put either of them into my side, only because I've done this on players that I've watched at Watford.
I've tried to keep it the same as well.
I try to do that. But yeah, very interesting. So let's have a bit of a recap in your starting lineup, Mike. Once I sort out the banner on the bottom of the screen again, confirmation that Mike has gone for Karnesis in goal, Cathcart, Prodil, Page.
Page twice.
I'm not doing very well on this, am I? So Karnesis, Cathcart, Prodil, Page, Pudil, Pereira, Johnson, Loser, Saar, Helgason, and Blissett is his starting 11. How do you think that team would fare in the Premier League?
Oh, in the Premier League, I like to think that I've gone solid with the foundations at the back. I think Poodle might be the weak link in that defence. Cathcart's played in the Prem, knows all about it. Page and Prodil, you know what you're going to get from those two. You're not going to win many aerial duels. They're going to be really tough, which is good because they're in front of a bit of a wobbly keeper in the form of Karnesis. But he wasn't too bad for us. I know he wasn't great, but he wasn't one of the worst keepers we've had. I think that midfield's got a lot of creativity. Ismail Assar, Pereira, Loser, Jono in there just to break up play. You know, the Roy Keane of the side, if you like. Real tough tackler. So I think it's a good balance to have. And then, like I say, Blissett, all-time top goal scorer for us. And Heiðar Helgason, you know, we know what both of those will bring, and it's goals. I think we'd fare all right. I think we'd stay up.
Yeah, no, I like it, and getting the Icelandic man Heiðar Helgason in the tight side as well, just like you say, wins everything in the air. So really do like that. I'm gonna go for my starting 11 now. It's completely different. My starting goal, formation actually. So I'm actually gone for a 4-3-3 formation, only because I wanted certain players into a team and wanted their certain positions filled. So I've gone for Austrian goalkeeper Daniel Batman in goal.
Okay.
I found it hard picking a goalkeeper, if I'm honest, and I totally forgot about Karnesis. I don't think we haven't really had many goalkeepers that have represented their country at Watford. So I just went for the tried and tested. And then we had a conversation about Ben Foster. I think he was called up for England, but he was on the bench. But the rule that I created was they had to have played a minute for a country. So that's how Ben Foster's been left out, everyone. Daniel Batman in goal. Over on the right hand side, I've gone for Daryl Yam, Matt, as my right back. Represented Holland in the World Cup and Euros. Fantastic when he's not injured. Brilliant flying forward, some cracking goals for Watford, especially against Chelsea and Liverpool. He especially liked playing against them too, especially when he cut in and just popped it in the bottom corner. So yeah, Matt's my right back. I'll go for left back now. People probably won't be expecting this, but Ikechi Anya for Scotland.
Okay, yeah.
Scored a Different. Wonderful goal against Place. Germany and Manuel Neuer. Fantastic in the Championship for Watford. That goal stands out for me when he just ran the whole entire pitch away at Barnsley with his electric pace. A bit like Roadrunner, wasn't he, Mike? He was rapid. And for him to finish it still was just incredible. So he would be on the left-hand side for me. And then my two centre-backs, I've gone for Craig Cathcart, Northern Ireland. He was fantastic leader of men. Fantastic servant for the club. Probably the best centre-back we've had at the club for a very long time. That's excluding like the Graham Taylor days when you've had like the likes of Page and all that. And then next to him, I've done Jay Demerit of United States of America. He's represented his country at the World Cup. He scored against England in South Africa in the 1-1 draw. Scored that important goal to get the ball rolling at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff. That'd be my back four. So far, just to recap, it's going to be Daniel Batman in goal, Daryl Yam, Matt, right back, Ikechi Anya, left back, Craig Cathcart and Jay DeMount on the two centre-halves. What do you make of that so far, Mike?
I think your centre-backs, again, it's going to be a good battle. If you were to put your team up against mine, it's going to be a good battle. You know, when them corners come in, because them two are going to be up there. Granted, Craig Cathcart's going to be coming up against himself in the corner. But I think Cathcart and Demerit in an aerial duel against Page and Prada would be good. So I'm liking it. And you've gone for pace at the back as well, Ben, which I like. Ikechi Anya, really good, rapid player. And Yamrat's burst of pace as well.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. Midfield three, I'm going to go for a double pivot in the middle. So I've actually gone for Adeline Guardiola, the Algerian. He can do numbers of jobs. He can hold, he can break things up. He can bang him in from 30, 40 yards. And another leader as well. I've tried to put a few leaders into this side, and I just think he was brilliant, especially when he first joined Watford on loan. And then we signed him permanently as well afterwards. Played in the Premier League, helped us out massively. I think he was just fantastic. And then next to him, I've done Moroccan's Imran Louza. Just someone to make the ball tick. He can find those passes. He can create something out of nothing. And Watford are really missing him at the moment in that middle of the park. And I just thought he's got to go in there. He'll make Watford play attractive football. And then just in front of them, maybe in the number 10 position, would be Roberto Pereira, the Argentinian. Just pure class, the technique of him, some of the goals he scored, a wand of a foot he's got. Maybe a bit inconsistent, people might argue, at Watford, but when he was on it, he was purely on it, weren't he?
Yeah, I like what you've done there. You've gone similar to me. You know, Jono, no stranger to an absolute thunder bastard from 40 yards out. Adeline Guardiola, the same, long ranger. And then you've gone for some creativity. You know, we've both gone for loser and both picked Pereira in our teams. Albeit Pereira operates slightly differently in your team to my team, but still, you know, players that can get the ball forward. I'm looking forward to who your strikers are now, Ben, or, well, who your attack is, because that could cause some defences, some problems at midfield. So,
yeah, so let's start on the wingers. So I've put Ismail Assar over on the right-hand side for Senegal. I know he's moved over to the left lately, but I think he can do a job for me on the right-hand side with you and Matt overlapping him. I think they could have really good chemistry. So Sar's over on the right-hand side. On the left-hand side, actually, this was the hardest position I found for Watford. To try and find like an out-and-out left winger for Watford that's represented their country. And it just came to me, King Ken, Ken Semmer.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Ken, yeah.
A defensive job as well, with Anya maybe overlapping him. He can, Anya's not the strongest defending, so maybe Semmer could double up on them and help him out defensively. And he's got a wand of a left foot as well. He's the assist king for Watford. He's scored important goals for Watford as well. So I've popped Ken Semmer in as well. And then up top, you were saying that the strikers was the hardest for you, Mike. Is that what you were saying?
I think so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought the same, especially when I've only could have one centre forward in this. I've listed a few here, like Vidra I've listed and not put him into the side. Helgerson I've listed. But I've actually gone for Ighalo for Nigeria.
Okay, okay, yeah.
I just think he can do a numerous jobs up top. I just think he's that fox in the box. He can turn a defender, a bit of trickery. He can score with his head. He can score with his left foot, right foot. I think he's got good presence up top. He's great at pressing. So, yeah, I would go for Ighalo up top. So my starting 11 would be Daniel Batman in goal, Dale Yamrat over on the right, Ikechi Anya on the left, two centre-backs being Crave Cathcart and Jay Demerit. The two holding midfielders would be Guadiara and Imran Loser. Number 10 role would be Roberto Pereira. Ken Senma would be on the left wing, Ismail Assar over on the right wing, and then up top on his own would be Ighalo. What do you make of that, mate?
Yeah, it's got pace in there. That's what I like. You know, I had a couple of players, you know, really, Ishma's the only one that possesses a lot of pace in my team. But you've got pace all over the place. And I like how you've gone with the sides. You've gone with someone that can overlap. You know, Ikechi Anya, you're playing him at left back. He won't be afraid to overlap Ken Semmer. And then if Ken Semmer has to, he can drop as well and sit in left back. And same again on the right. You know, I think Davril Yamrat and Ismail Assar would do that role that Sarr and Kiko often did in the Championship. So I really like your thinking there. And I think, you know, to have someone like Roberto Pereira behind Ighalo will only benefit you as well. And Ighalo made my bench. That was as close as he got to my team. But I think if you were to put our two teams up against each other, I think it would be a really, really good battle. And I'm intrigued to know who people picked in their teams as well. But yeah, I think a strong team that you've made there, Ben.
Yeah, well, what's going to be difficult now is we're not going to stop there. We're actually going to try and combine Mike's and my team together out of the players that we've listed. But we've got to be careful that we can't pick two players from the same country. I think we'll be able to do it. But there'd be maybe a little bit of a debate about who's going in, who's going out. But just quickly, Mike, after your starting 11, who was your three substitutes? Obviously, same rules apply. Only one player from each country had to represent their country at Watford during their time as well. So what was your three subs?
My sub-goalkeeper was Costel Pantilimon. I think, you know, solid sort of bench goalkeeper, if you like. Ken Semmer made the bench for me. And then up front, Adion Ighalo. So they were my three subs. Brilliant. So Romanian, Pantilimon, Swedish Semmer, and Nigerian Ighalo. What about you?
I've gone for Britos, Uruguay.
Okay, yeah.
Daniel Tozer, Hungary.
Forgot about him.
He was nearly in my starting 11. Then I remembered about Guardiola and I was like, nah, he just edges it for me. And then Vidra up front, Czech Republic. Because I also considered Poodle as well. And then I was like, Poodle and Vidra, I'd only have to pick one. But I've gone for Vidra there. But yeah, I'm really pleased with both our sides. Will we get into the most difficult bit now? We're going to have to...
Yeah, I don't think it will be as difficult as you think. You know, I'm already looking at yours and thinking about what I had in mind, and I'm already thinking of a few switches we could make. So, yeah, Yeah, we'll crack up. Firstly, I think I'm willing to sacrifice having Backman as my only Austrian and then putting Demery at centre-back with Rob Page.
All right, perfect. So you would be willing to keep in Craig Cathcart in the side as well, then at right back?
I certainly think so. I think obviously there'd be an argument for Daryl Yamrat. He was great going forward. At times, not great defensively. I think if you wanted the defence to solely do their job and just defend, then yeah, I would back Craig Cathcart all day. If you wanted them to have a more attacking approach, then your formation, as a 4-3-3 would suggest that you wouldn't mind your fullbacks going up. If that's the case, then Daryl Yamrat. But I think in terms of solid defensiveness, I would say Cathcart would stay at right back. But I think that if we put Backman in goal and then bring Jay Demery in so that we don't have two Austrians, I would say that Poodle as well, defensively, would be more solid than Anya. But yeah, it all depends how you'd want them to set up. If you wanted to go forward, then I think you could bring in Daryl Yamrat for Cathcart.
What formation would you be open for? Would you want to stick with a 4-4-2, or do you want to change it up and go 4-3-3? Or do you want to try and fit them all into a different formation?
I think the 4-4-2 suits the team that I've got, and then I think the 4-3-3 suits the team that you've got. I think we could make it work with a 4-4-3-3. If I'm being honest. I'm just looking at your midfield and who you've got. I think we've pretty much got the same players, just in a bit of a different order. Let's go 4-3-3 with our combined team. That's the case, then I would bring out Craig Cathcart and put in Daryl Yamrat on the right-hand side.
Okay, so we'll start with goalkeeper then. So obviously you picked Conesius as your goalkeeper. I picked Daniel Batman. Both happy to go with Daniel Backman on that one?
Yeah, Daniel Backman makes a cut for me.
Okay, perfect. So over on the right-hand side, originally you went for Craig Cathcart and I went for Daryl Yamrat. I guess because the formation of it being a 4-3-3 and you'd want your wingers to get, your fullbacks to get forward, I guess that's a stronger case for Daryl Yamrat, but then also you got to think about his injuries and that. But I know this is just a World 11 and a bit of fun, so I guess you don't really have to think about the injuries for this. But would you please be happy for Daryl Yamrat to come in? You didn't pick another Dutch guy, did you?
I think he offers more going forward than Craig does. You know, Craig's done a brilliant job at filling in at right back for us, and so has Gaz recently. But I think if you want him to get forward, then yeah, Daryl Yamrat for me, 100%.
Perfect. All right. Well, I think you've done a perfect case for Robert Page to come in, leader of men, great defender in his day, actually won a trophy at Watford as well. So I'm quite pleased to put Robert Page in there. The other centre backs to consider, I think it's only Craig Cathcart or Jay Demerit out of those two, isn't it? I'm maybe edging towards Craig Cathcart more than Jay Demerit.
Yeah, I mean, they're not similar. I mean, aerially, Jay Demerit was fantastic. Craig's obviously not scared of putting his head where it hurts as well. But I just think that we would offer more of a threat from set pieces if we had Jay Demerit. He'd stick his head on the end of everything, a bit like Sierra Elter at the moment. And he's got more of a tendency to score, I feel, Jay Demerit. So my case would lie with Jay Demerit, but obviously Craig Cathcart has been such a sort of figurehead at Watford. It does feel a bit harsh to leave him out. So it's a bit of a tough one. I mean, I'll let you go on this one, Ben, because I think I went with the Daniel Backman coming in.
It's difficult. I've picked them both in my original 11, but I think we've already got they're both leaders. I was trying to say, I think we've already got a leader at the back already for the captain's armband. But okay, I'm going to go for I'm going to go for Craig Cathcart purely because of the servant he's been at Watford. He's played at Watford for longer. He can fill into different positions as well, where I don't think you could maybe put Demerit out on the right. So I'm going to go for Craig Cathcart to fill in that centre-back role alongside Robert Page.
Mm.
So the last position of that defence is now got to be the left-hand side, the left wing back. No, the left back. So it's either going to be Daniel Pudu of Czech Republic or it's going to be Ikechi Anya of Scotland. Who would you rather?
I think, again, based on the formation and wanting to get forward, I know Pudu wasn't afraid to get forward, but I just think with Anya's pace, I think Anya's pace is electric. So purely based on that and how we want to set up, I would go with Ikechi Anya.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same. And also thinking about all of this as well, I did consider Hollabass for my left back.
But yes, I thought
I couldn't deal with all those suspensions and fines. so I've left him off. And plus, he didn't really want to join Watford when he came anyway. So, okay, so Ikechi Anya comes in. So we've done the 4-3-3. So happy for two sitting midfielders, Mike? Double pivot?
Yeah, yeah. I've just realised I've sacked off like three of my players already. Four of my players. And I just realised as well, we went through the whole debate about Cathcart and Demerit. I could have just swapped Cathcart to centre-back and then brought Yamat in. So I don't know what I was going on about. But yeah, I'm happy so far. I think we've got a good balance, as you can see there, if you're watching on YouTube. I think in an attacking sense, that's fairly solid, I'd say.
Yeah, there's enough pace on the wings to get forward to support the wingers in front of them. I'm quite happy with Robert Page and Cathcart, with that solid defenders. And Batman, I just needed to come off his line a little bit more. But I'm happy with that so far. Right, so double pivot in the midfield. So the midfielders you put into your side was Jono and Imran Luza. And then the midfielders I put in was Guardiola, Luza and Pereira. So we've already picked Imran Luza. So I guess that's an easy first one in, isn't he, really?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna stand... I'm going to hold my guns on this one. And I'm going to go with Jono over Guardiola. They've both got it in the locker to score screamers. I mean, that's what Jono was known for. And I think it's good to have someone in there that can break up play a little bit. Guardiola, fantastic servant for us. But when it comes to the Premier League, personally, I felt that his sort of level wasn't quite where the Premier League level was. So just to have someone with Jono's experience and whatnot, I think it will be good to have him in there and sort of dictate play a little bit alongside Imran Luza. So I'm gonna go with Jono to double pivot with Imran Luza.
Yeah, I'm more than happy with that. Jono's fantastic, does exactly the same job as Guardiola as well. So I'm happy to put the Australian straight in there. So the two midfielders so far would be Imran Luza, Moroccan, and Richard Johnson, Australian, goes into the side. And then it's that number 10 role, really. And I guess you could maybe put Guardiola into that. But also, we've both selected Roberto Pereira as well. So would he be the one that would jump in to be your number 10?
Yeah, Pereira all day. He gets a nod in that position, in that formation. It would be stupid to put Guardiola over in there. So, yeah, happy to stick with Pereira.
It's looking like a solid side so far.
I'm liking it.
I think we've both put players in there that we really wanted to go in there. But I'm pretty impressed with it. So, midfield three so far is Imran Luza, Richard Johnson and Roberto Pereira. There's enough in there to break up play, create stuff out of nothing, score bangers out of nothing. It's a midfield that can score set pieces as well, I'm looking at. You've got a few set piece specialists in there, haven't you, with Johnson and then Pereira and obviously Imran Luza not so long ago at Blackpool. Okay, so we are just looking for two wingers and a centre forward now. So your wide players were Ismail Assar and Pereira. We've already selected Pereira. So
Yeah.
we both selected Ismail Assar. So I'd guess we put Assar into the starting lineup.
100%. I'd put Sarr in there, and I think this one's pretty easy as well. I had Ken Semmer on the bench. You had Ken Semmer starting. The only reason Semmer was on my bench was because the formation I was playing, he just didn't fit in. So I think we can probably agree on those two wingers on that position.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. King Ken gets a spot for me as well. I think him just helping out Anya on the left-hand side as well, which I said for my side as well. I just think that's gonna strengthen up that defence. Okay, so far there's one spot left for Watford to pick. So at the moment, it's Daniel Batman, Dal Yamat, Robert Page, Craig Cathcart, Kechi Anya, Imran Loser, Richard Johnson, Roberto Pereira, Ismail Assar, Ken Semmer, and then that one spot left up front. So we've got three strikers to pick from. We've got Luther Blissett, Ighalo, and Heide Helgason. I am quite happy to give up Ighalo for one of your strikers.
Yeah, and now I've been thinking about this. I'm really, really not sure, because on the left-hand side, you've got Ken, who we all know is the assist king, not afraid to get a cross in. And that's where it'd be brilliant to have Heider in there, because he'll get his head on the end of anything. And, you know, most of his goals felt like they were headed. But then on the other side, you've got Ismail Assar, who's tricky, hugs a touchline, you know, not afraid to bring the ball in the box and then maybe cut it across. And that's where Ighalo would be fantastic, because he's a fox in the box.
Okay.
But I can't look past Blissett, because he's the all-time top goal scorer. So I'm sorry, Hoida, but I'm going to have to say Luther Blissett, because he's done fantastic things with Watford and he's a scorer of great goals.
That he is. Okay. I'm more than happy to put Luther in there. Club legend, record goal scorer for Watford. Just, he's everything that Watford is, isn't he? He's, and everything that Watford should be. You can't look past him when you compare him to Helgason, completely different player. Same with Ighalo. The amount of years he was at Watford as well, you cut him open, his blood's yellow. Luther Blissett, it's all day, really, isn't it? I'm trying to update the thing on to YouTube. I'm back. I don't know what happened there. I was trying to update the team. Was it still recording?
Yeah.
Could you hear me?
No.
Oh, brilliant. So you just went solo, did you? As I was trying to say, I was trying to upload the team and I've lost connection and all that. So the team is Daniel Batman in goal, Dal Yamat, Robert Page, Craig Cathcart, Kechi Anya, Imran Loser, Richard Johnson, Roberto Pereira, Ismail Assar, Ken Semmer, and Luther Blissett to lead the line. Mike, happy with that?
Yeah, I'm very, very happy with that. I think that could cause people problems all over the pitch, to be honest. And yeah, I'm intrigued to see everyone else's 11, if they send one in to us, which would be great, even if they left it in the comments on YouTube, tweet us, tag us on Facebook, whatever. But I think our team could give a lot of teams a lot of problems.
Yeah, no, I'm really intrigued to see what everyone else has done, because this is really difficult to only have one player from a country but had to represent their country whilst playing for Watford. It was really tough, and it took a long time to put this together. And as you can tell, me and Mike, I think we only picked about three or four of the same players out of both our 11s, and you might have players that we haven't even mentioned. I went through a list of players thinking of who I could have put in. People I haven't mentioned as well is Lloyd Doyley for Jamaica. He could have gone in. Barami for Switzerland as well. Hollabas, Greece. And the list goes on. There's so many more that we could have picked from, but it's a difficult thing. But me and Mike have picked our Watford World 11 just because it's a World Cup break and it's a bit of fun and it just gives us something to do. But hopefully you guys have enjoyed it as well. If you have enjoyed it, don't forget to hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, get us to that 300 for Christmas. I think we're on 269 at the moment, so we just need another 31. So don't forget to hit that subscribe button. But yeah, me and Mike will be back soon. We've possibly got our next player lined up to speak to during the week. So hopefully that will be all confirmed and then we can put it out and announce who it is. I will say a little hint, though, that it is a player that's represented their country whilst playing for Watford during a World Cup. Who could it be? But yeah, thanks for joining, everyone. Stay safe and come on, you Orns. Sports Social Podcast Network.